is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, and good morning, and welcome to another Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. My name is Jason Mahoney, and if you're wondering, Dave is on vacation today. But instead of that son of a bitch, we've got the very lovely Audrey filling in
today.
So how are you, Audrey?
I'm kicking it.
Good. I'm glad that you are here, and we got Ian as well.
Hello,
Ian, good
hello.
Morning. How are you, good sir?
Oh, I'm fantastic today, Mahoney. It's really dark in the studio, though. Why are you guys sitting in the dark?
Because who wants bright-ass lights
man, we gotta
at
wake up.
6:05 in the morning?
Man.
Right? Who? Like,
my eyes are still adjusting.
Do you want brighter light? Dave is a freak. Dude. And wants, like, bright-ass lights every morning and opens the windows fully, you know. I mean, like, let's ease into the day,
right,
man. There's no need to, like, burn our retinas out this early in the morning. We could set some, you know, lighting that we can be creative and work nicely.
Artsy mood, and moody.
Yeah, it's your
yes.
mood lighting. I like that.
You try to be creative. Like, I mean, luckily, you know, Dave doesn't I would quit. I would quit this, quit this place if Dave was...
fluorescent light guy.
Yeah. If he was a fluorescent light guy, I'd be like, it's me or you, man. I can't work in these horrible conditions. Like, I feel like my thoughts go out to you if you're in an office and you've got a fluorescent light right above your desk, because that just, it just drains you.
Yeah.
It is a light that just sucks the energy straight out of you. It
takes your soul away.
It certainly does.
Yes.
All right, Ian. Good news or bad news to start off the show today?
Mahoney, let's go with the bad news this
morning.
All right,
some bad news. Jennifer Yeager is 49 years old out of Dixon, Illinois. And earlier this week, have you been to Dixon, Illinois? Do you know where that is?
I love Dixon. That's actually one of my favorite small towns in Illinois.
What?
The birthplace of Ronald Reagan.
Is it now?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. What part of the state is it in?
It's a little bit south.
A little bit south? Southern part? Okay, so closer to St. Louis than it is to Chicago. So she is a mother out of Dixon, Illinois, and earlier this week she sent her two daughters to drive over to a friend's house, and while she was driving over there, they picked up a inflatable pool.
Fun
you
time.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's what you do in the Midwest. You got those above-ground inflatable pools.
Hell
they're
yeah.
They're everywhere. But when it was time to take it home, Jennifer's plan to secure it to the roof of her car, got a little wonky because she didn't have ropes.
Oh, no.
She decided to have her daughters sit inside of the pool on the way home.
Trashy.
Someone spotted Jennifer driving with her two kids sitting in the pool. And, you know, I think most of us, if we're driving down the highway and we see two children on top of a car in an inflatable pool, probably call. I think that's not even a 311.
No.
I think that's a 911.
That's definitely a 9. Yeah, that's a 911.
I mean, I don't know what it is. It's usually this is a guy thing. I usually don't hear moms strapping things to the top of their car without the proper straps. I don't know why it's in the DNA of every single dude on the planet to think that, you know what? I'm just going to put that on the roof of my Toyota Tercel.
and hold it on. From the side?
Yes.
Hold on, baby.
Why? I saw that this weekend. Like, I was driving around, and there was this, it was a Fiat. So, you know, you've seen those tiny little cars.
No way.
It was stuffed to the brim, just so much stuff in there.
Like clown car.
Yes, and there was a mattress. And anybody who's ever moved a mattress knows mattresses are not light. And he's holding on with one hand, and there's a passenger holding on with one hand.
Fiats are
driving,
so small.
Yes. I mean, I get that. Like, that's probably the only way you can get a mattress home in a Fiat is by throwing it on the roof. But, dude, go to Home Depot, rent a $20 truck.
That's all you got to do.
Like, if you don't even have to be, I don't even know if they've changed those rules to that you don't even have to be 25, I think. I think you just have to be older than 18 to rent a truck from Home Depot for like $18 to move some stuff.
They give those trucks out to anybody at this point.
I'm envisioning this mattress on the top of the Fiat just going.
And you're on the highways. If that thing flies off, it's going to kill somebody.
Yes.
100%.
Like, there are things like if you ever wonder how certain items get on the side of the highway, this is how.
Right.
It's
there.
Dumb people who
and
think
fiats.
That they can in Fiats who think that they can hold on to mattresses while they're driving around. All right, some good news this morning, and this one comes to us, another story coming to us from Illinois as well. An 89-year-old Illinois woman had an unexpected reunion when she found her stolen wallet returned 75 years later.
Whoa.
Wow.
I mean, unbelievable. What? So she was only 14 when this wallet was originally stolen. A local pastor said a plumber working on a project to convert some stuff in her former high school building discovered 15 wallets behind the wall of the girls' bathroom, which also, if you haven't renovated that place in 75 years, like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Imagine what else they found.
I don't want to know. The wallets had been stripped of the cash, but still contained school IDs and, you know, that identified the owners. So the pastor posted photos of the wallets to a Facebook or on Facebook along with the names of some of the IDs in hopes to try to find some of the relatives because, you know, thinking that,
let's be
you know,
real.
This was 75 years ago. Some of these people probably not still living. The pastor was shocked when one of the owners, her name was Betsy Sissom, 89 years old, was found still to be living in the St. Louis area. She was shocked to be reunited with her old wallet. She said the wallet contained one particular sentimental item, and that was a picture of her brother who fought in World War II.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's pretty amazing right there. But do you think that plumber went through those wallets?
Hell yeah. Dude, no money? Really? It's like, come
They're 14. What were they going to be kept? Like, what would you keep in your wallet at age 14?
I mean, probably back then, and you know, if it was 75 years ago, do you ever read things like letters written by like even 14-year-olds from like back in the day? They had such a verbose vernacular.
Proper.
It was proper. It sounded beautiful,
and they knew how to write in cursive.
So you're saying they had love notes in their wallets and like old bubble gum.
Or they had
a Bengali chew.
What do they call? All right.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, since both of you guys have worked in the food service industry, have you guys ever made a culinary boo-boo or been a part of it where, you know, something happened? I'll give you an example. When I worked at back in the day, 16, my first job, we accidentally dropped the last grilled chicken for a grilled chicken sandwich, and, you know, that takes a minute to cook. She literally did pick it up off the floor and put it on the burger and then looked at me and I was laughing my ass off and she sent it out. I know that's bad, but no complaints. So apparently it was made correctly. Just a little floor spice adds everything nice. All right. Later, guys. Love you.
Message deleted.
No. The floor spice in my history working in the food service industry was only reserved for the absolute worst of the worst. And that's not even like a first time, you know, you're a giant jerk. This is we're talking repeat offenders who don't tip over and over and over again and then continue to be dicks. Audrey, you worked as a bartender. Have you ever done any food industry
stuff? Yeah, well, same, because we were like a sports bar
type of place.
Food too. I've never messed with anybody's food, but I have had an instance where I was making someone's drink once and I had acrylic nails on.
Oh no.
And
did you lose
get
a nail?
In the ice. I went to go pull it out with like ice scoop and we were like, and it's happened to like a lot of us, I will say this. And you just kind of look and you're like, oh no, it was on my, it was there. The last time I saw it was on my finger.
I like that you've never messed with anybody's food. Ian, you worked at a pizza place for many years. Any other jobs in the food service industry? Did you ever mess with anybody's stuff?
You know what? I don't want to say messed with. I may have made them incorrectly on purpose, added some like seasoning that wasn't in the dish it was supposed to be. But never messing with. I've never like put my entire hand in like
there
a thing
was
of pasta,
like I said, but in the five years that I worked at a steakhouse, there was it was once, and it wasn't me. It was a cook because these people would come in late night. They would like treat everybody like garbage, mm-hmm. and I saw it happen one time, and I was like, I watched it happen. I was like, yeah. You know, these people have been here more than a dozen times. They never tip. They're rude. Like, I don't know how you think that you can function in society and get away with that. But like, it took I was surprised, you know, like as a young person that didn't happen more often.
Right. It is surprising.
But I'm glad that it didn't happen, at least in my personal experience, which gives me, you know, I don't know if it gives me that like false sense of confidence. I will tell you what it has done for me. And I feel like everyone at some point in their life should work in the service industry.
100%.
Because if you just do, like, you got to learn how to tip first and foremost. 15%.
Just treat people. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like how you were saying, like the sense of entitlement of like how customers treat people in the service industry is insane. Treat people with kindness and just be nice. Like, it's not your fault the food's not coming out fast enough. It's not your fault that, you know.
I'm serving you. I am doing, this is a service. You do not possess ownership over my body.
Thank you.
Because you're buying a cheeseburger.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, it depends on how much money you're offering.
I may lease it out.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Audrey, how would you consider yourself when it comes to being adept at navigating the internet? Are you pretty tech savvy? Are you pretty internet savvy?
I'm like a solid, well, see, I'll give myself some credit. I'm like a 7 out of 10.
Okay, nice. Ian, what would you rate yourself?
Oh, I would rate myself about a 6.
On the internet?
What?
Not like your looks.
Oh, sorry. Mahoney, come on.
I'm asking your skills on the internet.
My skills on the internet.
Like, I mean, I was thinking you like you were going to go like a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10 because you get into some places that we don't know about.
Hey, I don't want to get into that. I would say about an 8 or a 9. I'm not over here doing coding or anything, but yeah, I know how to navigate some Ask Jeeves every once in a while.
Is Ask Jeeves still around?
You guys don't use Ask Jeeves anymore?
Are you strictly a Googler or do you branch out?
I'm only Google, man.
You remember Web Crawler?
Hell yeah, Web Crawler.
Web Crawler back in the day, AltVista. Yahoo had it for a long time. But one of the things about the internet, I think we all can agree that we hate because we all spend an extensive amount of times on the internet, is that when you're searching for something or you're just, you know, you're on a website and then a sound starts to play out of nowhere and you don't know which one of your 88 tabs you have open is playing that sound. You can try to look for the little icon.
It's awful.
Or if you just don't know that sound's coming and your volume's turned way up, it scares the hell out of you. Google and Google Chrome are now going to try to help correct auto-playing ads from running amok on your browser. Yes. The feature named Global Media Controls has showed up in Chrome Canary, a playground version of Chrome designed for developers to test the browser's newest ideas. I think this is long overdue.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the hell?
I can't believe that like it's taken until 2019 to figure out a way to, hey man, don't blast me with a bunch of BS.
I don't want to hear this Hyundai commercial. My gosh. You know, it's like.
Or worse.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, what do these pills do? Mm-hmm. Where are they from?
Danny Trejo pops
and
up.
And how do you know? How do you know this about me? Sons of bitches. Speaking of the internet, one of the things that we all should know about is there's some new features coming to Instagram as well. And these are, one of these is, I think, I don't know if it's going to help or not. Instagram has launched new tools to reduce the visibility of hateful comments on its platform.
Okay.
The firm revealed on Monday that it had begun rolling out a new AI-powered tool that will notify users if the comment they're about to post may be considered offensive or not.
What?
Do either of you think that this is actually going to cut down on the amount of trash talking and or offensive comments that are being left on Instagram?
No, I think that it's a good effort, but no, because people would just start making ways of like words that mean certain things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everybody has a way of evolving. So it's just going to turn into something different.
Also, I mean, I get that, you know, you got AI in there and there's certain, like, there's definitely a certain group of words that immediately throw up a red flag.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't know if it is it going to raise the level of discourse to the fact that, like, maybe I have to find a smarter way to insult
you.
Yeah,
I know, right?
And is it just hateful words or is it just like these are sentences that are meant to, like, hurt your feelings as well? Like your ex posting on a photo of you, like, I never loved you. You were a fool to think that I loved you and that I would marry you or something along those lines.
Yeah.
I mean, is it gonna detect that?
The little paperclip's gonna pop up. Hi, I see you were writing a hateful comment.
So
you need some help.
The other thing about Instagram that we all need to know, and I don't know if you two have even read about this yet or not, because this hasn't been very widely publicized. Do you know?
I feel like you're about to tell something.
Oh no, no! I gotta pull the music down. Like
all
this
right.
is like, hey, for all you Instagram people this morning, like I'm about to save your life.
Do it.
Seriously. I'm going to save you from an embarrassing situation. And this is going to, you know, because drama is about to ensue. Like, the tea will be spilled, all sorts of nonsense.
Everywhere? Is it hot tea or cold tea?
Oh, it's the hottest.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you've noticed. Have you upgraded to the latest version of Instagram over the last 2 days?
Yeah.
You do have it. So, have you noticed that in your DMs, if you send somebody a photo now, and they screenshot it.
It shows?
It will show that the person has screenshotted that photo. And there was no notification. There really hasn't been a whole lot
of only
news
photos?
Stories. Only photos. Yep. Thank goodness, because, you know, if they, like, how much stupid stuff do you screen cap in your DMs to show to everybody else in your life? Like,
yes.
Can you believe these idiots said this?
Go creepy creeps.
Yes, but if you were thinking about screen capping a photo or even a photo of a conversation that somebody sent you, that will show up.
Yes.
So, tread lightly, my friends.
I'm so nervous now. How many people have seen my sneakiness?
I don't know, but just be aware and think of us next time you're thinking about making a decision on Instagram to blow somebody's spot up.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It is scary as hell. Glad I found it.
Yeah. Thank you, Mahoney.
I'm like, with my wife, I'm like, hey, screen cap this photo I just sent you. Let me know.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Have you guys had the chance to watch the trailer for the new Lion King movie? The new live-action Lion King?
I want to say yes, but I'm nervous.
That one's been out for a while, yeah. Though. But it's getting ready to come out. I believe it comes out tomorrow, if I'm correct. But it's coming out very soon. The first reviews are in for the brand new Lion King, the CGI remake. It looks live-action, but it's all still, you know, computer-generated. And the critics are giving this, I mean, two thumbs up. Critics are praising the visual effects, the dynamic cast. Many of the reviews suggest the film hits hard on the nostalgia. And who does not have nostalgia for The Lion King? Right. Is that your favorite Disney movie of all time by chance?
No, it is not.
What is
I'm
yours?
More of an Aladdin guy.
Me too. I'm an Aladdin. But Lion King,
dude, it's good though.
It's top three for me.
It makes me cry though. It's hyper emotional. So I will only watch Lion King if I need a good cry.
Okay.
Did you guys go see Aladdin? The live action.
I saw the live action version of Aladdin. I liked it.
Really?
The thing, you know,
because it's not getting good
reviews. It didn't get good reviews from the critics, but the audience, it's in the 90s from the audience.
Yeah.
I watched it, and if you like the original Aladdin, it's pretty good. There was a bunch of kids who had never, we saw it on a Disney cruise, and there was a bunch of kids who had never seen the movie, or the cartoon, and kids were, they were liking it. Will Smith's, it's just different, you know? Robin Williams was so good that it's so hard to replace, and like trying to, you know, say it's not as good as Robin Williams is... I agree that I don't think it was, but it's just different, you know? So maybe if I didn't have that preconceived bias going into it, I might think that. But the new Lion King movie, I don't know if either you are going to go see it in the theaters.
Probably,
but
yeah.
I'm not going to see it week one because I think it's going to be absolutely insane.
No,
do you like the trend of Disney bringing back the new live action movies?
So I was just going to say, no, kind of not. Like, I just say no.
I love this song. I love this song.
Number. I say no for the simple fact of, like, when is it going to stop? Are we
it's
just going to keep
stop.
Going?
It's Disney's, it's, yeah, Disney's one
are
of
we going to get a live action SpongeBob next from Nickelodeon? Is Nickelodeon going to take it all on? Like, what are we going to get? It's just so many.
But that's different, though. Nickelodeon's a whole different world. And yes, I think there is probably a live action SpongeBob or a CGI SpongeBob that is going to happen at some point. Because why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they make that?
I don't want to see a live-action SpongeBob. I'm just envisioning, like, just no.
It's gonna be
a bunch
weird.
Of holes. It's gonna give me trichophobia or whatever it's called. Trichophobia.
Is that the fear of what is
holes.
The Ian? What is the fear of the
No? Is it? Yeah, I think
trick
I
of
think,
something.
Yeah, trichophobia.
Why would you say fear of little holes that are bunched together?
Just do that. I think it should be a requirement, though, that every child does see the original animated before live-action Disney movies.
Yes,
they should do double features in the movies. Like, bring those back.
Who has time for a double feature, though?
Make time,
make time,
especially for classics like that.
Treat yourself.
Exactly.
All right. So there's a photo of Jason Momoa floating around on the internet over the last, you know, probably 36 hours. And I don't know. I haven't seen anybody actually shaming Jason Momoa. This is one of these things where I feel like writers get online, they find like four tweets, and then they write a story based on four tweets. But they're saying that Jason Momoa, movie star and many people's ideal man, was recently photographed relaxing on vacation with his wife, Lisa Bonet. And several comments felt the need to point out that Momoa did not have all of his famous Aquaman and or Khal Drogo muscles.
Oh,
and so they're saying that, you know, they're body shaming Jason Momoa on the internet.
I hate people. Like, are you kidding me? He still has abs.
Yeah. Yes.
Like,
he does.
Still has abs still in the picture.
99.9% of us on the planet would love to look like out of shape Jason Momoa.
Yes.
I want to look like Jason Momoa after his body's been in a river for 3 days. I would still be happy with that. That's 21 Pilots Chlorine. You are listening to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show this morning here on X107.5. And Ian and Audrey, we got some texts in at 73100. They're saying that tomorrow night, Friday night, the voice actors for SpongeBob will be doing a live action show on Nickelodeon.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
Also, Michelle
yeah.
also pointed out that there is technically a live-action SpongeBob. They are currently advertising the episode, so it's there where they go to the real world and they decorate his house. So,
oh no!
So, I mean, maybe you were maybe that somehow got planted in your subconscious, Audrey.
Yeah.
But people
manifested
like there's very few things that get that many people. We've got like seven text messages here
about SpongeBob,
and people very, very passionate about that. So if you're wondering about a live action SpongeBob and when it will be coming to you tomorrow night, you don't have to wait very long.
You guys coming over?
Am I coming over?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, come on,
dude. No, I'm not.
He's so disappointed.
No, I'm not.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Friday. It's last minute, man. You act like I don't have plans already.
What are you
going
to be doing?
I got stuff going on.
What are you doing?
Don't ask what I got going on. Things.
Cigars.
Things, stuff. Sleep.
Movies and cigars.
Oh, yeah.
I bought so many pineapples for this.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news. What's the matter? What's the matter?
So scientists have discovered that there are animals out there who like to party like people. And I could not think of possibly a worse animal to party with. I don't know if you guys can come up with a worse animal to party with.
Sloth.
Saber-tooth tiger.
I think like a sloth would be awesome to party with.
No,
like,
they move slow. They can't pass the drink fast enough.
Dude, they're just high. That's all sloths are. They are just stoned the entire time. They are just like the most stoned animal. Plus, they're cute.
They are cute.
I mean, they have those big-ass claws, but they don't do nothing with them.
That's true.
They don't hurt them like hammer.
You got to put a towel down for a sloth, though. They're so dirty.
Saber-toothed tiger, are those extinct?
Yes. So, hopefully.
Hopefully. Don't Jurassic Park those.
Yeah, I know. Please stop.
But scientists have discovered that gorillas have a complex group of social friends resembling old friendships like they do in humans. The University of Cambridge has analyzed 6 years of social data from gorillas in the lowlands of the Congo. They found that the gorillas' societies are pretty complex, and they feature clan gatherings along with relationships outside their initial family group. And incredibly, the gorillas also hold periodic gatherings similar to annual parties.
Yeah.
So gorillas, literal party animals. So we've talked about the, I would say for me, alligators or crocodiles.
Oh, good. Yeah.
No, crocodiles are way worse than alligators. So
they're
crocodiles.
Angrier.
Yes, they are. And they're bigger. So crocodiles for me, probably the worst animal to party with. Best animal, if you had to choose any animal to throw down, get down with, and drink some beers.
Elephants.
Elephant?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, because they're incredibly social creatures, too. And if you blow on their nose, they remember you forever. Isn't that a thing?
Do they?
Yeah.
Like, do they remember you fondly, or do they, like...
They're probably like, she forgot to brush her teeth.
Oh, my God. I'm not blowing an elephant's nose. I've got limits.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I've drank a lot, but not that much, people.
But imagine how much alcohol they could suck up. It would be like a beer bomb.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's drinking all the alcohol, and then he got to blow his nose. This sucks.
Let's get to the news. It's Top Stories.
So, do either of you have allergies that are seasonal?
Yeah.
What do you know what you're allergic to, or you just know that you're allergic to
I
stuff?
Just know my nose runs.
Yeah. Oh, Ian, okay. About you, I imagine that you have quite a few allergies.
don't know what you mean by that.
I'm just saying, if I had to guess if anybody here had allergies,
really,
I would guess that it was you.
Well, Mahoney, I used to have allergies, but for some reason, I do not have them anymore.
Really?
Yeah, like the last maybe 5-6 years, my allergies have completely gone away.
Well, do you think it's because you moved from the one coast to the other coast?
Yeah, that might be it. I mean, I think definitely geography has something to do with it. Also, I think my body is just like getting better.
Is it evolving?
It is.
You're like the T2 version of the Terminator.
Dude, I don't
get sick.
Better
than the original?
No, allergies.
You have never called in sick. I would say in the, 2.5 years that we've worked together?
No.
More than 2.5 years now. You've never called in sick once.
I don't get sick.
Really?
Yeah.
That
emotionally,
is,
I do. Physically, nothing. Yeah. No.
Okay.
So
you're right. I take back my my false assumption.
Yes, I'm still.
I never had allergies until I moved here.
What?
Same.
Yeah, I never had allergies living in the Midwest. I had zero allergies living in the Midwest, and then when I moved here, like, I couldn't realize. I'm like, what's going on with my eyes?
Eyeballs.
Like, I didn't understand what was happening. I didn't. It blew me away.
My eyes today. Do you see them?
Oh yeah.
They're
big.
You
need to take like a Zyrtec.
Get a Claritin up in here. Claritin. Come on.
What's the other one? Allegra?
Yeah, I don't know. Give her a Benadryl too.
Yeah,
just in case.
All of them. Yes.
I'll take that concoction.
Just throw it in there. But this is, I don't know if this is good news or bad news. Several different papers have determined that people with allergies are more likely to be anxious. In 2013, a team of researchers found that not only were allergies associated with an increased presence of anxiety, but also several other mood disorders.
Oh, no.
I'm not surprised that, like, having allergies, now that I know, like when I get anxious when I don't take my allergy medicine at night, because I know tomorrow my eyes are going to be watering. They're going to feel like there's a cactus digging into them, and I'm going to be holding back sneezes constantly. I don't know. I get super anxious when I have to sneeze. My whole body tenses up.
Why?
I'm just like, it's coming, because my sneezes are violent.
They are. You do have a violent sneeze.
Bossy Rossi and I have very, very violent sneezes. I feel like, I've heard stories of people who sneeze and they dislodge like a blood clot, and that's what does them in.
That's so scary. Like,
the way you're going to go?
I think that's the way I'm probably going to. That or a massive coronary, because I eat, my cholesterol is literally at gravy levels now.
Does that make you anxious as well?
That one doesn't make me anxious. That one just makes me hungry. I'm like, gravy. That sounds.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You tell me you got to turn down some biscuits and gravy this morning?
Hell no, actually.
I was super hungry.
I'm from the South. Gravy on everything.
Everything.
This laptop I needed if it had gravy on it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, a new study out. The best places to live in America in 2019. Audrey, if you had your choice, you can live anywhere in the country, rent free, no bills, and there were no restrictions. Where would it be?
I really like Las Vegas, but I also would go to Nashville.
Yeah, really? The
I
weather?
Like Nashville.
Isn't it like really humid there?
Yeah, but I grew up in the South. I love Nashville, like hardcore.
So you're choosing
Nashville or Austin?
Oh,
really?
Or Utah.
Tennessee or Texas.
I feel, we were talking about this the other day. If like Salt Lake City didn't suck, if it does.
The mountains.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the weather, you get four seasons up there, and so you don't get a ton of snow, but you get a decent amount of snow up there, but you still get all four seasons, and it's not crazy. If the people in Salt Lake just weren't, crazy, I would be about it, and if I could buy liquor,
right,
from any place that wasn't a state-run store, if we had Nevada laws in Utah, I would probably be on it.
Yes.
The first time I ever tried to buy alcohol in Utah, I was so disappointed. I didn't realize you had to buy food with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the percentage is like half
It's near beer.
Yeah.
You have, and if you want to go get liquor, you have to literally go to a state-run store in a lot of parts. I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful country, and it's slightly less hot. I would like maybe take the summers there.
Yeah. If I enjoyed a sober life, I would go there.
Ian, what about you?
Oh, any state, man, I would have to say probably something like Rhode Island.
Ew.
I don't know. I like the idea of the East. Mahoney, don't give me that look.
Rhode Island.
What? Or like maybe like Vermont? Just because there's nothing there?
You're going for really small areas.
Why are you guys giving me these looks?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like nice weather. Like, I mean, I will take Las Vegas. I will take the desert over the Midwest or the South and the humidity and the rain every single day. But the only place that would be even somewhat better is like if you could just get rid of all the people in Southern California, which Mother Earth is, you know, currently trying to do.
She's trying to do something.
You know, if we had that here, I would be all about it. But CNBC has done a study on where the 50 best places to live in America in 2019. And here are the top 10 coming in at number 10. Massachusetts is number 10. Number 9, Utah. Okay, we talked about that. Beautiful. Coming in at a tie for number 7, Colorado and Montana.
Oh, I forgot about Colorado.
Colorado!
Love Colorado.
Too much snow.
Yeah, way too much. And they just had like a bunch of snow, not even just in May.
And driving through the mountains?
Oh, hell no.
Nah, especially with all that snow. Like, we purposely avoid Colorado anytime we were driving. Like, we would drive from St. Louis to Las Vegas. You know, my uncle lived here when I was a kid growing up, so we would always make that drive. And we would always take the southern route because we're not driving through the mountains in a 1983 Volvo station wagon with no air conditioning, which, let me tell you, I wonder why I hated my... hated those trips as a kid. Like, it had leather seats too, but not
sticking.
And you're just I don't even know if it was leather. Maybe it was like vinyl. It was something. They weren't like comfortable, but they burned the hell out of you.
Your legs coming off of it like Velcro.
Oh, just the worst.
Gross.
Coming in number 5. We've got a tie between New Hampshire and Washington State. Number 4, I don't believe this one bit, North Dakota. I think that's just because there's a lot of energy jobs going up there. Minnesota at number 3. Minnesota summers, amazing.
They're great.
But Minnesota winters, awful. I feel like they're taking too many people into account there. Like, if the people from New Jersey lived in Minnesota, no, it would not be number 3 on the list. Number 2 is Vermont, and the number 1 place in America to live, and I didn't even think about this one. Just because weather and everything else, Hawaii. They're saying Hawaii is the best place in America to live.
But you were just saying that all the humidity. Like,
I would just be in the water constantly at that point. I would just be snorkeling all day, every day.
Oh, look, a whale.
Is that how it works?
There are a lot of whales down there?
Are you
talking about me, you son of a bitch?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Thanks for all the, you know, goofy stories out here, but I've been looking for one in particular, you know, with all the billionaires and millionaires and rich people that have too much money than they know what to do with. I'm surprised to not see a Batman impersonator or some type of vigilante. Let me know if you guys find something.
Message deleted.
I don't really know if we want a billionaire vigilante.
Right?
Right?
Just donate your money.
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk is not he would not be in the superhero. I've said this for many years now that Elon Musk 100% is Dr. Evil.
Oh. No way.
Yes. He's building rockets, flamethrowers, underground tunnels,
laser beams,
and electric cars.
Out.
Yes, man.
That sounds kind of superhero to me.
If all he needs is a lair on top of a mountain, and he will be Dr. Evil.
H.
Yes. 100%. That is the closest. We don't have superheroes. We have supervillains in this country.
Well, that's a good point. Why don't we have any superheroes? Because you know what?
Because you know what we would do? We're as a society, we'd be like, screw that guy.
Isn't that the worst?
We're all haters.
Yes.
We're just straight haters. We would hate on him. We're like, man, that guy's a bitch.
Get out of here.
Leotard.
That's right. Fat.
That's terrible.
They'd start body shaming him like they're body shaming Jason Momoa.
Right.
Because he had one cheeseburger. Get out of here, people.
Mahoney, you
Please
would be a good
leave
superhero.
A message
no, I would not. If I was a superhero, you know what my superhero power would be or what I would focus on? Like, if I would bring condiments to people who drove out of fast food drive-through lanes and did not get their sweet and sour sauce and or ketchup and or Chick-fil-A sauce. That's what I would do. I would bring the sauce to you.
God, you hero.
That's right.
Sauce master.
Not the first time. Not the first time I've been called.
Oh, please leave a message after the tone.
Okay.
Free Slurpee Day, baby. Yeah, I love Slurpee. There's so many 7-Elevens around. Ooh, I've had like 38 Slurpees already, but now I'm dropping vodka in them. Oh, yay, Slurpees.
Message
is
deleted.
Is that crack? Is that what crack does to you?
Dude, it's 8 a.m.
Yeah, man.
Tone it down.
A little earlier to be mixing those two together.
Hey, no judgment. Everybody gets their own thing whenever they want to. 8 a.m., fine.
Yeah, maybe he worked all night long.
Yeah. I mean,
sure. Maybe he did. We won't judge. Do you know any more details about Free Slurpee Day, Ian?
It's Free Slurpee Day. There you go, man.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. I could have asked the drunk guy on the voicemail.
He already told us all the info.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Today, I would like to hear a humorous story. So, if you guys wouldn't mind, tell us the last embarrassing story about your significant others.
Message deleted.
Well, who's going first?
So, Audrey's husband, he's a teacher.
Yeah.
My wife is a principal.
Yeah.
We're both the embarrassing ones. Like,
yes.
You know, I don't have, like, we've been together for 7 or 8 years. I don't have any, like, really embarrassing stories. Ian, do you have anything for your...
Yeah, I do. I have a lot.
Is there anything you want to share, or are you in enough trouble?
No, we went to Lowe's the other day, and she's lactose intolerant.
Oh, no.
So I'll just leave it at that. She tore apart that bathroom.
No.
Dude, what are you doing?
Oh, I thought she went into the toilet aisle.
No, they took her in the back.
XTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Are you trying to blow up your spot like she blew up Lowe's?
It's fine.
Is that what's going on here? Sorry.
It's so embarrassing, though.
Oh.
They came up to me. Is she going to be okay?
I love your significant other. She's great.
People were concerned about her bowels.
Yeah. She was in there for a while.
Dude.
They thought she fell asleep.
Is there enough toilet paper for her?
You guys got to. Oh, you're ruthless. Cold-blooded.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
It's that time again, and we have a doozy for you this morning. A Florida man, 24-year-old man down in Florida, was stopped by deputies after they said he pulled a large sword on his father and threatened a local handyman after his gaming console was damaged from a power outage.
Not the local handyman.
He was charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault after deputies were called in to investigate the disturbance on Wednesday. Family members told deputies that he had gotten upset after the handyman turned off the power to the barn.
To the barn.
And disrupting the video game console's operation.
From the barn? He was playing video games in his barn?
Like, I enjoy myself some good video games. Ian, are you a video game connoisseur at all?
You know, I like old video games, like Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Of course you do. You have, like, the original Nintendo.
It's collecting dust somewhere. Uh-huh. Yeah, but not as heavily involved as, say, a person like you.
Okay, and I know, Audrey, your husband plays a good amount of video games.
Dude, he's probably in his boxers right now playing Fortnite. It's... I could probably text him.
He's living the dream.
He'll give me a selfie. Living. He's probably like in his boxers sitting on this like giant beanbag we have, 7-foot beanbag, playing with himself and the game. I don't know.
Is it? I don't know what it is about guys who like video games. And I know your husband's not one of these guys, but anybody I grew up with playing video games who now has just become obsessed in their, you know, like in their late 20s, 30s, and 40s, for what, and if they're not married. This is always a caveat if they're not married. But if you are a single guy who loves video games, there is about an 85% chance that you have a sword.
Yes.
In your place.
I completely agree with you.
Like this gentleman down here, 24 years old, his power thing goes out, his game's ruined, and so he attacks his dad. I'm curious the type of sword, though. I always envision either a samurai sword or a broadsword.
It's got to be a broadsword, in my opinion.
Really?
It's got to be.
My guess would be, my first bet would be that it was a samurai sword. That he bought at a bong shop.
Yeah.
100%.
My uncle's huge in Halo, whenever I was a kid, chased me around the house with a samurai sword.
Yes.
Swear on my life. a super samurai sword, and I'm still scarred to this day.
I would imagine. I want to see a gamer though who has like a fencing sword at some point. Oh. You know, the classy who only drinks wine and has one of those
bee masks.
That's right.
It slaps you with a white glove.
Okay, so this is another one coming to us from Florida. This one was a man who was arrested in Port Charlotte after deputies say the man ran at them during an unrelated traffic stop. The cops are just there pulling somebody else over. This man runs up, pulls down his pants, showed the deputy his butt, then ran away and sat in a wooded area and drank a beer. Brian Arrigo is now facing charges including possessing an open container and exposure of sexual organs in a public place. I don't know how you charge somebody with exposing sexual organs in a public place.
What do you mean?
When you just moon somebody.
Oh.
I mean, unless they're doing it differently than I am. I don't know.
Shaking what his mama gave him.
But yes, as the deputy said, Arrigo pulled his shorts down, then lifted his shirt up, exposing his whole buttocks.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say his whole.
Oh, no.
Here she
is.
This
is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Whole buttocks. That was the finishing part of that sentence.
Showed him his whole.
I just like Mahoney saying buttocks.
You got ahead of yourself, Audrey.
Sorry.
That's Imagine Dragons with Believer here on X107.5, the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. My name is Jason Mahoney. Dave is on vacation, so the lovely Audrey is filling in for the next couple of days along with myself and Ian. So we apologize to you in advance for having to deal with us.
So sorry.
But we were just talking about a man down in Florida in the Redneck Report who got busted for attacking his dad and a handyman, which also, man, that poor handyman.
I know.
He's just there trying to
work
with a sword and, you know, threw out a hypothesis about a couple of gamers out there. We just got this text in on our Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. It says, Mahoney, I'm 26, single, play video games around 6 hours a day, and I own a katana and multiple daggers.
You called it, man.
This guy, but don't get me wrong. Like, you are living the dream, man. Like, this is the thing I love about gamers. And, like, you don't give a damn. There is something that, like, you just, you don't care what other people think. You are doing what you love. Don't let anybody, like I said, we're not making fun of you. These are just astute observations that I'm making. Like, because you're living your best life. You're having fun. It's like, this is everything that you want. This is, like, the one thing, like, as you become an adult. And I'm, like, 37. Or am I 37?
Stop it.
37. I'm 37 years old right now for a couple more weeks. And as an adult, like I still feel like there are a lot of childhood tendencies that I had from my like childhood and my teenage years that I want to live out those things. Like
video games are for you.
Video games, yeah. Like if my wife would let me have a katana, like the only thing I have a machete.
Nice.
I got a machete in the house. But
wait,
I don't
it's
have
in the house.
It's in the house.
Oh, it's in the house.
Yeah,
we have a machete as well.
Yeah, I think everybody also has some sort of machete in their house.
I keep it outside, man.
What?
I keep it in like the garage area or like the back area. I keep it
really?
Outside. Yeah.
What if somebody's breaking into your house? What are you? Where? You know? Because you're not a gun guy.
No. Well. Yeah, I'm running.
You're packing.
You're gonna go to the backyard and go grab your machete and then come back in the house. I've got you.
You guys are sleeping with machetes under your pillows. I had no idea.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, court cases are evolving, much like the times. Technology is changing. The legal system has to change. The laws are changing. And it's interesting now that more emojis are showing up in court cases throughout the United States. Attorneys are having to argue for different interpretations of small illustrated characters known as emojis used to express emotions, activities, and other things. The courts are struggling to handle the nuance of emojis as evidence. Do you have, is there any emoji that you did not know what it meant? Or were confused by, or you just don't know why that emoji exists?
Yeah. It's the one that's got like the squiggle mouth and like the half open the eye and the other one. Everyone says it's the new drunk emoji.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if I know which. So is he like a tilted head? Is it like the diagonal head?
I will show you exactly what it is. And like, I mean, for everyone who uses it, I feel like it's for the drunken purpose only.
Okay.
But I didn't think of it as that. I thought it was like, that's kind of uncomfortable or
because
something.
Because there are people that I use emojis with differently. because there's the crying emoji, but the crying emoji can be happy.
Right.
Like if you're sending somebody a photo of puppies and they respond back with three crying emojis, that doesn't mean that they're sad. That means that they're crying because the dogs are so cute.
They're so cute. Yeah. Good boys.
They're good puppers.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to cry about that. But there's also, I can't imagine trying to be a lawyer.
I know.
In 2019, trying to figure out what these emoji means or what they mean. Like, is the peach one? That's just straight butt, right?
That's got
to
be butt.
But I've seen people use that referring to other parts of the body as well. I don't know if they're doing it incorrectly or if I'm just interpreting it wrong.
I'm just picturing a judge being like, lots of eggplants and rain.
Okay, so I just sent you the emoji.
Okay.
So that one looks like drunk, but also people use it like as like...
Oh, he's definitely drunk.
Yeah.
That's
but what is that? How do you interpret that in the court of law?
I either that or you're having a stroke. It's one of the two.
Stroke.
No, yeah, the entire left side is definitely true.
It's not good. It's not politically correct. I'm sorry.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You know, like, what is Johnny Cochran defending OJ again? If there weren't seven knife emojis, you must have quit. That doesn't quite rhyme as much. Well, there is no glove emoji. I've never seen a glove emoji.
There's not.
So OJ's innocent, apparently.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
To be honest, I'd really like someone to just come out for once and say that green tea is just gross. I mean, this thing's been popular for thousands of years, and they use all these BS reasons like, oh, it's got great natural antioxidants. No, it's just dirty, dirty grass, nasty tea.
Message deleted.
Just take the pill.
Tell us how you really feel about that, about green tea. I don't like green tea straight. I like green tea with a lemon or the lemon green tea. That's like when you work and you talk for a living, if you have a job where you're like, if you're working at a phone center, if you're working on the radio, or you just have to talk a lot in your job. When your voice is going out, green tea is the end all be all. But I'll agree that it straight tastes like booty when it is just plain green tea. But it is weird. Like when you think about the concept of tea overall, it's just like, hey, let's just take a bunch of leaves and like kind of like crunch them up and then like put them in a bag and see what happens.
Well, same with coffee. It's bean water.
Well, what? Or if you want to get even weirder, like who was the first dude who thought it was a good idea to get the monkey bean poop? Coffee. It's like you remember what it's called?
Kopi Luwak, I believe is the and it's not monkeys though. It's like these weird civets or whatever. It's civet coffee.
So they eat the beans.
Did you say
a real word?
Yeah.
What's a civic?
Civet.
A civic. A Honda Civic.
Honda Civic.
It's Honda Civic tape.
You put the grains in the gas tank and that VTEC engine kicks in. When they hear that VTEC. Put a big muffler on it. Is that how they get it?
Yes. Yeah.
Big
but they
spoiler.
Eat the beans, and then it through their digestive system, it like ferments the beans or something, and then they just exit it.
Yeah,
and it's a really expensive coffee.
Yeah, it's like super rich and like apparently the best coffee in the world, the most expensive coffee in the world. But who thought of that? Like, hey, these coffee beans were just pooped out by some sort of animal or small car.
Makes you too fast, too furious.
Uh huh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, was your dad a boxer?
No, he was not.
Because you a knockout, baby.
Message deleted.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
I mean, here's the thing, you know? I mean, like, there are guys out there who are so insecure with their own masculinity that when another gentleman compliments them, they get mad. I don't understand that. Like, I don't know. It's because if I'm just, you know, I've never been a classically handsome gentleman. I'm tall, so I've got that going for me. But I will gladly accept any compliment from anybody who is willing to compliment me.
Ian, same thoughts?
I completely agree with Mahoney. And that one, that compliment, Mahoney, totally true, too. You are a knockout. Wow. Especially in that shirt today, too.
I was thinking the shirt's nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
Blues, the cool tones.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. This is totally not, I totally didn't bait you guys into randomly, you know.
Did you phone a friend for that?
Yeah. Thanks.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, so we just got this voicemail in during that last song. And if you ever want to leave a voicemail message for us, you can call the hotline at 889-7352 and leave a voicemail for us here at the Dave Mahoney Show. But interesting and very topical, I will say. So let's play this right now.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, this is something that's been bothering me for a while. I really hate how short guys are just constantly made fun of now. It feels like it's suddenly become really acceptable. There's nothing that can be done about it. You know, I'm not going to start wearing platform shoes or something. That's it.
Message deleted.
It is, I think this is in response to a video that came out late last night. Barstool pushed it out through Twitter and Instagram. This crazy video that we pulled the audio from. This guy who's got to be like, what, five, just like right at 5 foot
right
tall,
five,
or maybe a little bit under 5 foot, freaking out at a bagel shop in Long Island. It is some of the craziest audio that I've heard. And the guy that he's yelling at, I mean, again, probably 6'2".
Yeah.
I mean, because the guy who's yelling at 5 foot tall comes up maybe to his chest.
Yeah, it looks like he's at the final boss in some video game. Like, I was like, whoa, that guy is extremely tall.
I was going to say he was sitting in the front row of a movie, but that's even better. So here's the audio from the bagel shop incident that happened yesterday in Long Island.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Dude. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? I'm not standing, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
Just shut the
go ahead and attack me, big.
The best line of that, first off, you're not God, you're not my father, and you're not my boss. But that lady there at the end asking, I just came here for bagels. I don't know what caused this incident.
Like, I bet that there was just some girls who were sitting behind him who were cute or something and gave him exactly what he just said, like a look of like, dang, you're short.
The smirk, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can make, here's how when it comes to making fun of people, like when it comes to that sort of thing, you can make fun of people for what they can help.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like what they cannot help, what they were born with, you know, that is where it just starts to get low.
Yes.
I mean, because like, what do? You're a short guy. You have no, there's no recourse. Like the caller said, like, what do? You can't put on platform shoes like Tom Cruise. But I feel like that is like the one, like, last thing that like is still, it should be socially unacceptable. But it is.
Yep.
Like that short dudes just get murdered on dating websites like that. I'm saying that guy definitely out of line for freaking out at a bagel shop, man. We're just trying to get some lox and cream cheese here, man. Like, let me get an everything bagel. But the guy who at the end, if you heard that audio, like right there at the end, where the
attack me, big.
Oh my god. He gets
like mounted like a guy jumping on a horse.
Yes.
I have never seen anything crazier than that.
It was like a UFC fight.
Yes, it was. He went straight up full mount.
Yes, it was intense.
Unbelievable. But like you said, the moment of shock on that gentleman's face when the guy straight up like went Old Town Road and jumped on him. It was like, I want to see one of those videos where it just cuts to it. And at that moment, he knew he had made a mistake.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like, if you ever say that, like we could take this outside. Like, gentlemen, you don't fight inside of a bagel shop.
Not in front of the ladies.
Not in front of the ladies.
Trying to get their everything bagels for the day.
Yeah, I want one of those. I want the garlic cream cheese.
Dang, that sounds
and toast it.
Good.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Are you guys addicted to anything right now? Is there anything that is in your life that you are addicted to or you can't quit or you would like to stop doing that?
My phone.
Your phone? Ian?
You know what? I'm also going to say phone.
And then anything else?
Maybe I should cut back on the drinking maybe a little bit.
How many days a week are you drinking?
How many days are in a week?
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
7 days a week?
7 days.
You don't really drink 7 days a week.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. It's Mahoney. I'm being honest with you.
You drink 7 days a week.
Yeah. Well, I'll have a drink.
But you're never hungover. You wake up at the ass crack of dawn. You wake up at what? Probably 2:30, 3 a.m. every day.
But you also go to bed pretty early too.
Yeah, but I go to bed at like 7:30.
Oh, is that what it is?
So it's got to be that.
So
I don't know.
You want to cut back on some of your drinks?
I think it would be good
for me. Phone. I think we can all agree about phone. And for me, it would be food. Like food is the only thing. I'm like,
yes,
I love food. I just, that's like, I could stop drinking tomorrow. I could quit all social media, I think. Tomorrow, I could quit anything else. But food, just delicious food is my Achilles heel.
And just the way you talk about it, too.
Passionate.
I know, and you get this look in your eye every time you reference some sort of dish that you're just so excited to have.
Outside of my family and my wife, there is nothing that I love more other than food. But there are now coaches. Parents are now hiring coaches for their kids to raise them phone-free. A new type of parenting coach is gaining popularity, as reported in the New York Times. They are paid to help raise your child to be phone-free. One woman runs the network of 500 coaches that includes a training system. They charge $80 in smaller cities and up to $250 in larger cities. These screen consultants come into the home or schools to remind parents how people parented before cell phones were a thing. Some suggested that a lifestyle change like getting an animal that a children can spend time with would be one good solution.
So, but it's kind of one of those things where you look at that and you're like, oh, the parent sucks in that. But we're at an age of, like, we grew up with screens as well. So half the time I see a kid that's 2 years old in a stroller with an iPad. And I'm like, that's really how you're deciding to make your kid not scream in that instance? You can't parent shame, but at the same time, like, what else do you have?
I agree. I think for you and Ian, because you both are around the same age, you're about a decade younger than Dave and myself. Dave just turned 40. I'm turning 38 here in a couple of weeks. You know, so we did grow up without screens. I mean, we had video games.
You had leapfrogs.
Yep. We had leapfrogs, but I don't know. I don't have any kids yet. You know, we're talking about having kids, but I can't imagine in this day and age, like, not having contact with, like, I freak out if my phone's going to die and I need to talk to my wife, or if I have to talk to my parents or whoever in my family, like, let alone somebody who I'm in charge of their life.
Yeah.
Like, which also bad idea. I know. I get
yes.
it.
Yes.
But like when we were kids, like, or when I was a kid, there were no phones. We would go out. We would go wherever we were. Had to be home around the time the streetlights
came
on.
Yeah.
And if we were not home by the time the streetlights were on, this is where, like, the parenting kicked in. I never got spanked about for anything like that. But my stepdad could whistle like the Dickens,
dude.
Like the badass. Which also I feel like is another thing that has just completely gone the way of the dodo.
The whistling?
Like, yeah. He could get, like, the hand and the mouth. Like,
yeah.
The...
Yeah.
You know, but, like, 1,000 times louder. Whoa. And you could hear it for, like, a half mile around
my
house.
Strong man whistle.
Dude, that's insane. My mom did the same thing.
My mom can do it, too.
And still to this day, she will whistle, and me and my siblings were like dogs. Like,
yes.
We just turn, and we're like,
anytime somebody whistles, I'm like, Dad?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I end up at some stranger's house. It's all weird. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just trained.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We were talking about it a little bit this morning about Instagram, how they're going to be warning you if you're going to be posting rude or hateful comments, and whether or not that's going to stop the use of, you know,
hate speech.
Hate speech, which we hope that definitely needs to be slowed down some.
Cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying. Yeah, isn't that a national initiative someone's putting on right now?
Right.
Can't remember. but we also just talked about how parents are now getting their kids trained by trainers and coaches to not use their phone. So a lot of talk today about the internet. And if you weren't listening earlier this morning, we've got a tip for you. We got to save your life because we have to hit on this again. So Instagram has just instituted a brand new feature. If you screenshot a photo that somebody sends you in their DMs or your DMs, they will now get a notification that you screenshotted that.
That is so awesome.
So whatever, you know, you're going to send that to one of your other friends and going, I can't believe how stupid Judy is. Damn it, Judy.
Yep.
You will now be outed. So before you jump and throw yourself into that volcano, make sure that you know that that is actually going on right now.
Yes. See, any sort of hesitance in regards to sliding into DMs, I fully support, because that is just a epidemic at this point.
Yes.
People late at
Thank
night.
Thank you.
What's going on? You up?
Yeah. I don't need a picture.
Or random
photos. Do you really get you up DMs?
I get a fair amount.
Do you?
Like, I get a fair amount.
Seriously?
Nobody wants to see your hot dog at 1 a.m. No one. I will screenshot it. I hope you see. I hope you see.
I love this. This is so good.
Oh, God. I love that so much. But I'm looking at something that just scared the hell out of me. And I'm curious if you guys are in the same boat. Oh, if you both have iPhones, and if you go over to your screen time, yours is 1,000 times lower than mine.
What?
Well, I'm down 42% from last week.
Is that today or last week? Go to the 7-day average. We got to see our screen time, our 7-day screen time.
How do I get there?
So if you slide over to the news and go down, for me, I'll just say it. I'm down 16% from last week, so that's a plus, but I'm at 6 hours a day.
Whoa.
6 hours a day.
6 hours?
In the last 7 days, I used Instagram for 11 hours and 4 minutes. My number two app is Safari with 8 hours and 45 minutes. Ian?
Wow. I average 1 hour and 1 minute on Instagram a day.
No. Your overall phone use, though.
Oh, my overall phone use?
Yeah, that's not. I don't use Instagram for 11 hours a day. That's what I used in 7 days.
You scared me, man. 8 hours.
You use your phone 8 hours a day.
8 hours.
Okay, so you're actually slightly higher than me. Audrey?
What do you think mine is?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
4 hours and 46 minutes.
Okay, so you're the most normal out of all of us.
How does that happen?
You are the least addicted to... Like, that is tears. That is tears of addiction that you are seeing right there. 4, 6, and 8.
But Instagram and Twitter are my top two social media use.
Instagram's got us.
Facebook's not even on there.
Facebook's...
Hell no.
Yeah, no. I think we're all in agreement that Facebook is, you know... We go to it. It's like the ex-girlfriend. It is. It's that is like sliding. Going to Facebook is like sliding into somebody's DMs at 2 a.m. You don't want to do it, but we want to see what's there just in case.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is that time, Mahoney.
What time's that, Ian?
No, the show. It's brought to you by CSN. CSN is now enrolling for fall semester with over 150 degrees and certificates and thousands of career opportunities. What are you waiting for? Go to csn.edu today and apply.
All right. If you know the answer to this, we will tell you what you're winning shortly.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I've never messed with anybody's food, but I have had an instance where I was making someone's drink once and I had
on. Oh, no.
And did I went you to lose go get in the ice.
What did Audrey lose in the ice while she was making a drink?
How long ago was that?
Not very long.
No, great.
No, I've only been here for a year, literally, this month. So a year ago.
Okay. Well, a lot has changed in the last year. You're not wearing...
No, I don't have acrylic sun.
Oh, you just...
I am poor.
Darn it. I knew that was going to happen.
I know. She just gave away the answer.
I know. Sorry.
I know. I got it. I dumped it, though. I dumped it. Rookie, what are you doing over there?
Sorry.
So what did Audrey lose in her drink? 791-1075. If you are the first in with the correct answer, you will be winning a pair of tickets to go see Third Eye Blind at Jimmy Eat World when they bring the Summer Gods Tour to the Pearl at the Palms on Friday, August 2nd. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster. That's going to be a great show. For sure.
Now, Audrey, how long were you a bartender for?
Like 4 years.
4 years?
Really?
Did you enjoy the being behind the bar? I bartended for about 2 years, one of those years being illegal because I was only 20 years old.
Nice.
They didn't know. They're just like, I look old. So they're like, oh, yeah, you know what you're doing. Right? I'm like, yeah, of course.
No, I liked it. And it was fun because it was a college bar. So, I mean, it was just like super quick and... And like one of those things where I was able to tell people like, hey, you're being stupid and just like splash the alcohol in there. You know what I mean? It's like a little, instead of like a 4 count, it was just like a little.
Oh, it's like all soda, dash of vodka.
Yeah, especially like how you were saying earlier, if you don't tip, that's how. That was the way that I messed with your food was a little drip of alcohol.
That is like
all the cranberry.
If you're not tipping, what are you doing? All right, we got a caller.
We do.
X1075, what is your name? Oh, other way. Maybe. Oh, I got to turn it on. X1075, what is your name?
His name's Matt.
Do I not know how to work the phone?
See, Tracy told us that these are
fixed. Hey, Matt, are you there? I don't know if he's talking.
I think he's gone.
I don't know how to. Did he have the answer?
He did have the answer.
The phones aren't working.
I know. And Tracy was in here earlier today. He told us everything's fine.
What's going on?
Don't worry.
It's not working.
Well, whatever. Matt definitely had the right answer.
It was her nail.
It was her nail.
It was acrylic nails.
Which is so gross.
Didn't
mean to. It wasn't like I was picking them off in ice. It was.
Well, in the meantime, this one's for you, Matt. We're not. Tracy, you're the worst around. Fix our phone lines. What's going on here, man? Making us look stupid.
Come on.
Audrey, will you do us the pleasure of joining us tomorrow on Friday again? Because Dave is being lazy and he's just not showing up to work.
Yeah, I'll set 11 alarms. Make sure I'm here.
Yes.
Waking up at 3 a.m. Can't wait for that. And we've got a brand new beer for breakfast tomorrow. So at least we'll be able to drink tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you for coming in today. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.